Shortly, can you resume the relation you made between capitalism, development, police and Olympics?
Okay, and I'll try and do it shortly. When I do interviews with the TV, they always tell me, you've got to stop talking so we can put it off. I think, and you know, there are a lot of people that are much more knowledgeable about this, but I obviously, Jack Poole, who's a member of VANOC, came out with at a business luncheon and said that had we not been awarded the Olympics, they would have had to find another way to reward developers and make the kind of money they're going to make off the Olympics. That the one way or the other, they had to have the taxpayers pay the expense so that the developers could profit. If the police are a force in this neighborhood particularly, that work on behalf of business owners. Under the provincial, I'll give you an example. The American Hotel up the street here evicted all of its tenants illegally. We won an arbitration that made it so that those people didn't have to leave. Under the Provincial Police Act, the police have a responsibility to go to the hotel and stop him from throwing women out on the street at 11 o'clock at night. The police refused to do that. They were going to arrest us if we interfered in any way with their ability to throw these people out in the street after, under provincial legislation, we had a ruling that said they went back into the hotel. Nothing we could do would get the police to do anything but that. If a landlord is brutalizing his tenants down here, the police will tell us it's a residential tenancy matter. If a landlord calls the police and says that one of their tenants did something with no proof whatsoever, the police will go into the hotel, throw the tenant out of the hotel, and tell the tenant they've been red zoned. Now, red zoning requires you to go through a procedure with the court, but a lot of people down here don't know that. So the police simply go in and throw them out in the street. The police are used as an eviction service for hotels that want to convert, or because if you're empty, it's easier to convert, and the owner gets a whole lot more money for his hotel. The example of the fire department is done with the police as well. I get calls from Barb Windsor, who is the chief deputy license inspector for the city of Vancouver, and has a difficult job. Again, not a job I do, but in any case, I get along reasonably well with her. The Pender Hotel up here, again with the police. The developer is developing a condo next door. Robert Wilson is the same developer that the province has bought 16 hotels at. They've made this man a multi-millionaire. There's a hotel called the Pender Hotel. I knew the people that owned the Pender Hotel. I knew that the hotel was well run. And I knew that the man who owned it had died recently. And the man that was left behind, and this is a very closeted neighborhood, or it's a funny neighborhood, so I actually knew they were a couple. And the other guy that was left behind was trying his best to run the hotel. I have an apartment building up here that I have board members living in. So I was walking by that hotel to get checks signed by one of my board members, and I see the fire department, again the fire department, in the hotel. And I walk up the stairs of the hotel, and when I get in there, they've got one of those butane tanks used for your barbecue, and they've kicked the door in. They've gained access, as they say, to a room where they found this thing. Now, I happen to know that Daryl, the guy that was up running the place at the time, was on the roof a couple of days before patching a hole that was on the roof of the hotel. That's what he was actually using the propane tank for. No question that the propane tank is improperly stored because you can't store it inside. But you walk around this neighborhood and look at the condos, you see all kinds of propane tanks on balconies improperly stored. So I get in the hotel and I said to the fire department, tells me, not knowing who I am, that they're going to kick in all 48 doors of this hotel that people live in because they found this propane tank, and the propane tank means there must be a meth lab. And you can't have a propane tank, is what they started out by saying. I phone the city because the goddamn fire department is not allowed to do this. I get the fire department pulled out of the Pender Hotel. The fire department and the firemen decide they don't feel very well. Now, all of a sudden, we have a situation where if they don't feel well, there must be a meth lab. They must have been overcome by fumes. And one way or the other, they're going to kick all the doors in this hotel. So after tenanting all the tenants and telling them to consider themselves under arrest, they put them in handcuffs and various states of restraint in the parking lot, which is now turning into a condo next door. They kick in all 48 doors and destroy the rooms. That means that people can't live in the hotel because you fucked up all the rooms by taking the doors off. And now the city that never cared about anybody's safety or well-being, God, we can't let these people live in the hotel. They don't have any doors. So These tenants, with our assistance, many of them women like 20-something years old, you know, in the survival sex trade, addicted to crack, getting fucked over by this guy and that guy, are trying to put the doors back on the room. I know for a fact, and I think other people know for a fact, that the police went back to that hotel on a weekly basis and kicked those doors back off the hinges every time they got them on the hinges. I know people that I have got living in my buildings now who had guns put to their head and walked back out of that building time and time again. So Dara tried to, then I went back in and we tried to get the doors on the hotel again because there's very little housing. And then the guy never had a meth lab, because they never ever found a meth lab, not a trace of a meth lab, he never had a meth lab. What it was the property beside it is a parking lot. And Robert Wilson, again, the man that the BC government has made such a rich man, wanted to build a condo on the property next door. Already had a son. But it was problematic to have poor people living in a hotel beside his condo. And the hotel, Penner Hotel, is right across from Tinseltown. They don't like the hotel there either. So he managed to buy himself a hotel, because they kicked those doors off that hotel so often that the only thing that I could do in the end was to force people that I deal with to give $2,000 to each of the people that live in the hotel, which is nothing, but they would have gotten nothing. That's the only way I could deal with it, and I walked them out. It's now going to be turned into boutique living, a boutique hotel. So all those 40 people got thrown, 8 people got thrown out. The guy got the hotel for next to nothing, and he gets to turn it into a fancy boutique living. The burns block that I told you about with the fire department is going up $1 million, going to be a fancy restaurant on the ground floor. This is the Carroll Street Greenway, so tourists aren't assaulted when they walk, apparently, from Gastown to Chinatown. So they're spending millions and millions of dollars fixing that sidewalk up all nice. That building next door to us, that old hotel, $12 million to create 40 rooms in it and make it look nice on the Carroll Street Greenway. You can build a building like this with 100 apartments for $12 million, but they're doing it for 40. So in terms of capitalism and the police and the Olympics, it's clear that the Olympics is nothing but a tool to allow capitalists and same thing, developers, to rake in a huge profit. Boy, they raked them in. You could have bought a hotel down here 2 years ago, and you could probably still do it and flip it for millions and millions of dollars. Real estate down here is incredibly expensive now, and they're going to make a fortune off these places. In fact, I would suggest to you, and embarrass my contacts at BC Housing, the hotels, 16 hotels that BC Housing has bought, that they're going off these assholes and made very, very rich, and that they call social housing, you watch what they're going to do with them. Sometime after the Olympics, they'll sell them off. It's an investment, and they'll make a ton of money off them. Same thing with Little Mountain. Little Mountain is a long-term social housing complex with land for the kids to run around. The province has sold the land. They're going to put the same number of people in a tower and sell the rest of the property to developers. People like Gord Hill are much more familiar with things from the standpoint of who owns the land. But the Nancy Green Rain and her ski lodges on native land, those developments will go in and go ahead because the Olympics are such a huge draw. The land is destroyed. I mean, if we live in a capitalist system, it would seem to me there'd be no motivation for people to do the shit. I mean, I cannot believe that people believe the IOC is about sports. That people, that people actually believe that this is a sporting event. That you'd spend this kind of money just because you're proud of your athletes. I see the athletes going to China, to Beijing, and I've seen Canadian athletes that have been interviewed about whether they would say anything about human rights issues in China, and whether how they feel about that. And, oh no, it's always, I've got to concentrate on my sport. And I really wonder whether, so you're telling me that you're going to go to a country that has a horrendous record. And not that Canada has a better one with the ongoing genocide that we practice against Native people. You're going to go there and practice, and you're going to win a gold medal in a venue that has cost people their homes, and you don't have any moral problem with that. And that you would train so that, and you are going to go and ski down a hill, or you're going to go there and swim in that ridiculous swimming pool thing that they chopped up all kinds of people's housing with these poor Chinese are out in the street, and if they object, they get thrown in prison. And you, as a Canadian athlete, don't have any moral problem with doing that. In fact, you're offended that somebody would ask you to do anything because you're just concentrating on winning a medal for Canada. Well, they're sure as hell not there to win a medal for me. I mean, I find that amazing. I mean, that people are allowed to not have that question, to not feel ashamed, that the rest of us don't make people ashamed of that kind of behavior. People should be ashamed to train as it is. Maybe this seems like a radical thing to say. I think it is shameful that you would train and train and train so that you can go to the Olympics, wherever they are, knowing that the whole thing is based on screwing other people to make some people very rich and you might get to be put on the front of a Wheaties box. I mean, if that's what this country's about, or any country's about, that you would train that hard to go and swim real fast in a swimming pool that's built on the dead people is appalling. And I think people should be asked, the Canadian athletes should be ashamed of themselves, that you would train to go and fuck somebody else's wife and feel no moral responsibility. They simply don't seem to feel any responsibility about it at all. That's what you're doing. You don't have to do that. If you want to ski down a hill, how come people have to be screwed? Or why do you have to steal the property of somebody else? And how is it that you have no responsibility to say, wait a minute, Sun Peaks, where my own family does at Sun Peaks, I'm not that popular at home. And that's somebody else's land where when they go up there and protest on the land, because I sometimes help with the bus, people are offended. People, what are those native people doing? It's their goddamn land. And yet we have no more, people should spit at Nancy Green when she walks down the street. Why do we think this woman is somebody that we should be all proud of? She's stealing somebody else who had no concern whatsoever for the fact that this is someone else's land, and her and her greedy husband simply want to build another ski lodge. And they're the people that the police protect. You can bet the police protect. You can bet the RCMP protect those people. They're not out there to protect these people. They're not out there to protect that. You let a woman getting raped in one of these hotels, call the police. We know from a Picton affair, and you know, this ludicrous idea that Willie Picton got a life sentence and therefore nobody else was involved. We know that when women that I knew were disappearing off the streets down here, when people were going to the police department and saying, look, something's going on, that guy ran a long affair out there. I mean, nobody believes that nobody knew what was happening. The same city council that refused, and the police department refused to do anything about these women missing year after year, offered $100,000 reward for people breaking the garages in a wealthy neighborhood. They did nothing for the people down here. Nothing at all. And, you know, the same government that doesn't care about the fact that Sahota has, whether Aboriginal or not, kids, women and kids living in these awful buildings of his, it doesn't care at all. It will celebrate him when he builds a condo up there. Do you think the police are in there saying anything? No, they're in there dragging people's kids out. The Ministry of Families and Children aren't in there saying, you can't let these people, you can't force these people to live in a shithole full of fucking bedbugs and cockroaches. They should be making this man do something. No. They just take your kids away. I mean, that's what it's about. And it's about that because that they need the land now. They want the property. This property is the last property in Vancouver. It's oceanfront property. And so all of a sudden they're going to do something about the downtown east side problem. And there's no reason that they're going to do it other than capitalism. I mean, it's the only reason they're going to do it. If there wasn't a profit involved, if they couldn't make a lot of money, do you think John Furlong or any of these assholes would do anything? When John Furlong sits and says to me, we're going to teach them how to build Olympic venues. I mean, give me a break. I mean, how much money is John Furlong going to make off this? How much money is John Furlong spending? Does anybody believe that these people are working this hard for nothing? That just because they like sport? I mean, come on. I'll bet you John Furlong with no sports if he fell over it. Maybe he does, but I just don't get that. I know lots of people. My partner sits and watches hockey. He plays that stupid That Xbox thing where you do whatever it is you do on Xbox, sport thing, hour upon hour upon. He didn't like the Olympics. I mean, you can like all kinds of sports. And if they want sports, how about all the poor kids down here that are never allowed to use this nice field over here? Why don't they spend, if there's some interest in sports, all the money they're spending on that, why don't they spend it getting kids involved in sport that can't afford? And forget all the bullshit competition and winning gold medals. In programs where these kids that are in neighborhoods like this where they're preyed on by every pervert in town, why don't they do something for those kids? Why don't they spend some money so that those kids grow up okay? That they get something on Christmas. I got a family building. Christmas morning, those kids get nothing. They get dick, right? I mean, why isn't that what they spend the money? Why don't they spend the money to make sure that women and kids have a place to live? I mean, how would you say, well, no, Nancy's going to get more money? They don't spend the money on women and kids or any of the other things because they don't make a profit off it. And it's all profit. And Woodward's wouldn't get developed. It didn't get developed for years and years and years. All of a sudden, they're going to develop. All of a sudden, they're going to develop the neighborhood. And it's like, they have a stupid commercial on TV here that says they've got this old rich white woman on the commercial saying, who's going to take responsibility for the downtown east side? I don't know what the hell that statement's supposed to mean. Apparently it means plow the neighborhood and put condos up. And condos will make people a great deal of money. How do they think that fixes? Well, they don't think it fixes the neighborhood, obviously. They think it's a great opportunity. As Jack Kuhl of Van Off said, if they hadn't accepted the Olympics, we would have had to find another way, I think the quote is, to get the long-suffering taxpayers, which is offensive considering somebody else's land, but just saying taxpayers to foot the bill. And they built this way, they get a highway. Do you think that the people on the property along that route that was chosen aren't the reason that route was chosen? And aren't the reason, and because they want to develop on their land? Do you think wealthy people that happen to get the right phone call at the right time to buy property along a certain route, that isn't why the route was chosen? All this nonsense about, oh, this is the best way to do it, or this is the environment. Bullshit. It's all about capitalism. And there are far more people that you can talk to that can have a much more articulate way of saying that, but that's what it's about. It's obvious that that's what it's about. I see it all the time down here. That's why the fire department, do you know that Dara worked for years to get sprinklers put the goddamn hotels down here because so many people were dying in hotel fires? Now all of a sudden the fire department comes down to that hotel on the Carroll Street Greenway just before the Olympics when it's just been purchased by somebody with influence who wants to have a fancy restaurant on the corner and decides, even though it's not true, that there's fire code violations and destroying all these people out on the street for their safety. Bullshit. They made $1 million profit off that hotel. The same asshole, Robert Wilson, who owns Archer Realty and Georgia Lane Property Development, bought these hotels 2 years ago. I've got the figures. What he paid and what he bought. Millions and millions and millions of dollars. He did nothing with the shit holes but fuck the people over that lived in them, and the province came in and made him a multi-millionaire. And I know some more things about the guy, but I'm still investigating them, so I won't say it. But, you know, I phoned the province up and I said, we want to know the next hotel you're going to buy because we want to become millionaires. what do you mean? And I said, look what you paid for them. We want to become millionaires. They came down and told me that they did this because they thought he was a bad landlord and it would clean it up. It would get him out of town. Bullshit. They bought it off him because he's still in the neighborhood. Well, I got to still do the investigation, so you have to show that. But there's obviously a reason why they buy the hotels off them, and why did they make him such a wealthy, wealthy man? I mean, they didn't have to pay that much for the hotels. Why didn't they buy the hotels before? And in fact, they should have built social housing. For what they paid for those hotels, you could build social housing units. And they did it because rich people don't want poor people in this neighborhood. And if you build buildings like this, they're pretty permanent. But if you fix one of those shitholes up and call it transitional housing and nobody has any rights to in the hotel, then you can throw them out later and you can sell them. And you can sell them in about 2 years. And that's why they did it that way, because they can get rid of the people in the neighborhood. And what they did was they turned them over to nonprofits. They offered me two of them. We don't want them. Oh, you can have a couple of them managed. Like, yeah, so that's what you get. You get a hotel management contract, and Dara makes a few extra bucks to run a shithole with 100 square foot rooms, and calling it transitional housing. Because you're a fuck up when you move in, because in this You can't be, if you're homeless, you've got to be a fuck up, because God forbid there be any other reason. Most people are homeless because they can't afford to put a fucking roof over there. It's the only reason they're homeless. People don't choose to live on the street. It's nonsense. They do maybe if they live in a fucking hotel where the guy's beating them when they come through the door. They're not allowed to have guests and they're getting eaten alive by bedbugs. But normally, you don't choose to live outside. So, what do they do with all the non-profits down here? All the so-called stakeholders. This really pisses me off, too. So, they have all these non-profit societies down here. They're unlike DERA. DERA, big deal. But DERA is a resident association. It isn't one of these other non-profits. It's supposed to be shooting its mouth off in the neighborhood. The rest of them are things like shelters and shit like that. They get the hotels. So they're very happy. They don't like me very much because I fuck up their funding by saying this, that, or the other. But they're in this for more funding. And they get a bigger monopoly and they can put more pins on the wall saying they got more buildings and they're influential, and that's why they don't like me at the meeting. We're not out to make any money. I don't need their funding. I have these buildings, and unless they can find a way of taking them away, and they've gone through them looking for guns and all this other ridiculous stuff. They've crawled. I've had women from BC housing crawling on the highest roofs you can get in these buildings, looking for all that shit. So they buy these non-profits off, not that they need to very much, by giving them these hotels to run. They get to put in non-unionized staff, so people that can't cope with the kind of problems people down here have, make $10 an hour, keep the place running till after the Olympics so that they can go rah, 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 look at all the housing, because they refuse to provide the housing that they said they were going to provide. And then after the Olympics, the government, which owns them, will sell them, just like they've done with the land for old social housing project, make a nice profit, and carry through their commitment to the wealthy, that they won't have to bother dealing with other human beings that don't have as much money as they do. So it's about capitalism.